Audio version of Michael Leitman's blog. May 15th, 2021. The purpose of generational change. Question: what is the purpose of generational change from the point of view of the work on correcting egoism? Answer: the purpose of generational change is to divide this huge burden into small parts between many people. This is written in the Book of Zohar. It tells a parable about our great king who decided to move his capital from one place to another. But how to transport the royal treasury? He could not leave it to one man or an army to do it in case they were attacked. Then he decided that he would give each of his many subjects one coin. Everyone would bring him this coin back because it is not worth it for a person to abuse the trust of the king and tarnish himself because of one small coin. Thus, his subjects moved the huge treasury to a new place, to a new capital. This is how the Zohar speaks metaphorically about why we divide all the work between many billions of people, like a line that moves forward from generation to generation all the time. That is how we work. Then the enormous work that we have to do is not so terrifying. Of course, it is difficult for each person, but it is surmountable. However, if we imagined that we could overcome all the egoism created by the Creator, rise above it, and connect with the upper force at its true spiritual degree, then each of us simply could not do it alone. From CapTV's Close-Up Generation. A long way to encounter with Kabbalah. Question: it is known that when 70 translators were translating the Torah into Greek, there was a lot of confusion. Was it done on purpose? Answer: yes, this was done purposefully so that humanity would really get confused to the point that it will raise its hands and say, "That is it, we do not understand anything, we do not know anything, we do not know how to do anything. We have no future. We are disappointed in our own abilities, and we agree to listen." This went on for thousands of years. After all, the giving of the Torah took place 3,500 years ago. We are only approaching the state today where disappointment begins to manifest itself in humanity. It slowly realizes that it is at a dead end, that it cannot do anything, that it cannot raise itself. This state is the best because now we are finally beginning to listen to the source that is now being revealed in the world, to Kabbalah. It was hidden on purpose. And now, when it is opening up, we are ready to listen to what it says. This is where contact between man and the method of spiritual elevation begins. All the preliminary stages, all the millennia that we have passed from generation to generation, were simply necessary. We had to develop in this way in order to go through all these states in our desire to do something by ourselves, to recreate the world, to remake ourselves, to make all kinds of social, technical, and technological revolutions, and to be ready to accept what Kabbalah is saying. From CapTV's The Power of the Book of Zohar, Part Number 12. The Mystery of the Unification of the Masculine and Feminine, Part 8. Between Plus and Minus. Question: to what extent can we measure the male and the female elements according to our advancement in the spiritual world? Can the differences be eliminated a little? Answer: no. None of the differences between us can be eliminated. They will be increasingly more prominent and become increasingly more polarized. But to the extent that they draw further away from each other, we will be able to analyze them correctly, to compare and to examine them correctly, and to integrate a greater load between them. Imagine there is a plus and a minus and there is an engine between them. If there are 5 volts between them, it is a small engine. But if there are 500 volts between them, it is already a powerful engine. So we need to understand that the voltage between the male part and the female part in humanity will continue to grow. Women will demand what they deserve more and more, and they will be just, whereas men will try to escape responsibility like kids, and will thus be wrong. But nature will eventually obligate us, to use each other correctly so that we will activate an optimal load between us, and the engine of the creation will begin to operate on us, and on all of humanity correctly. So don't think that we will get closer to each other. We will actually move toward even greater stratification and divisiveness. Today we no longer see that women rebel and demand equal rights at work, although this has not been achieved yet, and at the moment there are only a few representatives of women at meetings, in the government, etc. Soon we will not only give in to them, but we will allow them equal opportunities. Because we will begin to understand nature, we will recognize that there cannot be plus without minus or minus without plus. So we must constantly aspire for balance between the male part and the female part, not only physically, at workplaces, but in every sense in general. Soon you will see women in professions where there have never been any female representatives. Women will begin to adapt to these professions and will manage just as well as men do. We must not look back. We simply need to understand that this is the direction of our motion. So let's prepare for it. We simply need to offer equal opportunities. The main thing is to find the right mutual cooperation from the perspective of nature, which load and which engine can we activate between us, so that it will operate correctly, so that I can be in contact with a woman without causing a short circuit, so that there will not be an explosion between the plus and the minus. The right mutual cooperation should be under the beneficial load. We still have to learn that. How? Which beneficial load can there be here? It may be too much, but the only load that can be is the revelation of the Creator, His attainment. When a man and woman work together correctly, they begin to attain the Creator between them. This is what the principle of our development, our source, and its cause come down to. People who understand where all this is headed should be happy about the big steps that we are making and about the fact that we are beginning to reveal the need for the participation of women in every aspect of life. This is actually necessary only in order to begin to adapt to the spiritual space. Just as the Creator has created us, by the descent from the top down, in the connection between us, in the ascent, we build Him, we define Him between us. We will not feel Him any other way. From Cab TV's Fundamentals of Kabbalah, March 3, 2019. What does Kabbalah give to a person? Question: what does Kabbalah give a person now, and how does it apply to our complicated life today? Answer: in our time, even the most ordinary person who does not want to think about anything other than work, school, family, or career cannot make the world right and secure for himself if he does not know the basic laws of nature, which are revealed by Kabbalah and nowhere else. He cannot make society right or a good environment for existence without knowledge of the true laws of nature that Kabbalah explains to us. Therefore, mastering this science is necessary for him. Once a primary school education provided enough knowledge and we were prepared for the rest of our lives. Today we can hardly exist and navigate correctly without knowing what the science of Kabbalah reveals to us. From Cab TV's News with Dr. Michael Leitman, March 4, 2021.